Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.4.25. Viduru Vacha Ganam Parang Svatma Rahaha Prakasham Yadaha Yogeshara Isharas Te Vaktum Pavan Norhati Yad Ti Vishnor Viduru Vacha Gyanam Param Svatma Raha Prakasham Yadaha Yogeshara Isharaste Vaktum Bhavan Norhati Yadhi Vishnor Britya Svabritya Artha Katascharanti Gyanam Param Svatma Raha Prakasham Yadaha Yogeshara Isharaste Vaktum Bhavan Norhati Yadhi Vishnor Britya Svabrityartha Kritascharanti Yadhi Vishnor Prityasra Prityartha Kritascharanti Duruvach Namparam Svatma Vidaha Yoga Svati Isra Vaktum Bhavana Hati Yati Vishnu Prityasra Prityartha Kritascharanti Yadaha Yogeshara Isharaste Vaktum Bhavan Norhati Yadhi Vishnor Prityasra Prityartha Kritascharanti Viduru Vacha Gyanam Param Svatma Raha Prakasham Yadaha Yogeshara Isharaste Vaktum Bhavan Norhati Yadhi Vishnor Prityasra Prityartha Kritascharanti Ladies Viduru Vacha Kanam Param Svatma Yadaha Yogeshara Isharaste Vaktum Bhavan Norhati Yadhi Vishnor Prityasra Prityartha Kritascharanti Viduru Vacha Gyanam Param Satmavatam Prakasham Yadaha Yogeshwaras Isharaste Bhaktum Bhavan Norhati Yadhi Vishnor Viduru Vacha, Vidura said, Gyanam, knowledge, Param, transcendental, Swa-atma, regarding the self, Rahaha, mystery, Prakasham, enlightening, Yat, that which, Aha, said, Yoga Isharaha, the master of all mystics. Isharaha, the Lord, Te unto you, Bhaktum, to narrate, Pavan, your good self, Naha, unto me, Arhati, deserve, yat, for, he, reason of, Vishnoho, of Lord Vishnu, Brityaha, servants, Sabritya Artha Kritaha, for the interest of their servants, Charanti, do wander. Could you move this over to here? Closer. Yeah. That's better, isn't it? Okay. Vidura said, O Uddhava, because the servants of Vishnu, the Lord, wander in the interest of serving others, it is quite fit that you kindly describe the self-knowledge with which you have been enlightened by the Lord Himself. Purport. The servants of the Lord are actually the servants of society. They have no interest in human society other than to enlighten it in transcendental knowledge. They are interested in imparting knowledge of the relationship of the living being with the Supreme Lord, the activities in that transcendental relationship, and the ultimate goal of human life. That is the real knowledge which can help society achieve the real aim of human welfare. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lolita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagat Prate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye
vancha kulpitarubhyascha kripa sindho bhyebacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vidura Uvacha Gyanam Param Svatma Raha Prakasham Yadaha Yogeshara Ishraste Vaktum Bhavan Nurhati Yadhi Vishnur Prityas Vritiartha Kritas Charanti. Vidura is interested in Gyanamparam, transcendental knowledge, the Prakasha, manifestation. Enlightenment of Raha, the mystery of Svatma. Could everyone please do a cell phone check? He's interested in the mystery of self-realization, sva-atma, realization of one's own self. Srila Prabhupada explains that this is transcendental knowledge. In three categories, knowledge of one's relationship with Krishna, knowledge of how to act in that relationship, and ultimately, love for Krishna. Sambandha, avideya, prayojana. First, we have to revive our relationship, realize our eternal relationship, forgotten relationship with Krishna. Then we have to act in that relationship. And finally, we hope to achieve love for Krishna, which is the ultimate goal of life. This is to help society achieve this knowledge is the real aim of human welfare. The goal are, there are many people who are interested in philanthropy, opening hospitals, feeding the poor, uplifting the downtrodden, achieving equal rights for people of every color, sexual inclination, country, caste, creed, and religion. This is not our business. Our business is different. There's all sorts of welfare societies for saving poor animals, spreading vegetarianism, campaigning against drugs, fighting abortion, and so on. This is what Prabhupada referred to as the goldsmith's method. The goldsmith has a little hammer. He's going tick, 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 tick. And the blacksmith has a big hammer. He goes, whoa. So Prabhupada said, our method is the blacksmith's method. By one stroke, Krishna consciousness, all other goals are automatically achieved. So this is the real welfare. The welfare activities for other welfare activities in the form of philanthropy, humanitarianism, and so on. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur referred to as harm-giving kindness. We want to do something for people. We want to help them. But because we don't have knowledge of their real need, we just do something to improve their material condition. And the material condition is their actual problem, which we don't solve because we don't know, or we've forgotten, or we're reluctant to deliver the real need. So the real need is knowledge, transcendental knowledge of our relationship with Krishna, how to act in that relationship, and love for Krishna. Knowledge in the matter of the bodily necessities of eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing, transformed into various branches of advancement of knowledge, is all temporary. A living being is not the material body, but an eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Being. And thus, revival of his self-knowledge is essential. Without this knowledge, the human life is baffled. There are so many departments. Prabhupada, when he spoke at MIT, said, you have so many departments of knowledge, but where's the department for understanding the difference between the living body and the dead body? For understanding the nature of the living being. For that, you have no department. You have a department of so many departments of engineering and science, but nothing for understanding the real essence of knowledge that you're in ignorance about. So the Krishna consciousness movement is meant for providing that knowledge without which human life is baffled. We advance in so many technological ways, but we miss the actual purpose of our life. We're speeding along in our cars, but we don't know where we're going. The servants of the Lord, Vishnu, are entrusted with this responsible work. And so they wander over the earth and to all other planets in the universe. Thus, the knowledge which was received by Uddhava directly from the Lord deserves to be distributed in human society, especially to persons like Vidura, who are highly advanced in the devotional service of the Lord. So, Vaktum Bhavan Na Arhati Yadhi Vishnur. This is a polite way of saying, please tell me, Arhati. You deserve to tell me, or it's fitting that you tell me. Arhati. Yes, it deserves to be explained. It's a, in one sense, a polite way of putting it. Or another, but Prabhupada goes deeper and says, this knowledge deserves to be distributed. It deserves, it wants to be, it begs to be distributed. Not kept to oneself. And whose business is it? Britya, the servants of the Lord. The servants of the Lord have this responsible work, Srila Prabhupada said, to distribute this knowledge. The world is suffering for this reason only, a lack of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said there's enough of everything else, but there's a shortage of Krishna consciousness. To distribute that Krishna consciousness is the work of Pritya, the servants of the Lord. We speak of devotional service. This is devotional service, to distribute this knowledge everywhere. Svabritya Artha Krita. It's done for the sake of, the benefit of, the welfare of the Artha, Britya, Svabritya, his own servants. In one sense, we remember that our Gaura Govinda Maharaj took it as his mission to preach to the preachers. He was a preacher, and he preached to the preachers. So, Britya, Svabritya, a servant of the servants. Or servant acting for the benefit of the other servants. From another point of view, everyone is Svabritya. Everyone is eternally a servant of Krishna. Jivir Sharupoi, Krishna Nitya Das. Everyone is Krishna Prit. Everyone is Krishna's servant. But we've forgotten. And we're thinking that we're masters. We're thinking that we're yogeshwaras, that we're isharas, that we're great controllers. Isho hum hum bhogi. So to enlighten the other servants of the Lord, in other words, everyone, the devotees, chodanti, they wander about the... That's one function of the devotee. Of course, devotees may stay in one place and do their service locally. But this is another feature of the mature devotees, to wander about to places where Krishna's consciousness is unknown or where the people are not in touch with devotees. We can all, what's the word, congregate or concentrate ourselves in one place. But sometimes our efforts are redundant or just less effective than if we were to spread out. Sometimes we stay in association of devotees in a big place for our own benefit. But we benefit less in such places than if we were to go out and distribute Krishna consciousness in a new place. In a big temple, you'll give class once a month, they'll put you on the schedule. Go out someplace new, and you'll always be speaking about Krishna. That's not to say that for a particular person in a particular situation or circumstance or in their life, it's a terrible thing to stay in a community of devotees. That may be the best thing, both for their own self and for preaching. But someone has to wander around. Someone has to wander around, as Srila Prabhupada wandered around, for the benefit of others. A living being is not the material body, but an eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Being. And thus, revival of his self-knowledge is essential. Without this knowledge, the human life is baffled. Okay, we read that paragraph. Real transcendental knowledge descends in the disciplic succession from the Lord to Uddhava, from Uddhava to Vidura, and so on. That's understood, evam parampara praptam, understood by most people anyway, most devotees. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. It comes down in succession. Such supreme transcendental knowledge is not possible to achieve by the process of imperfect speculation as performed by the so-called learned mundane wranglers. It has to descend. We can speculate and argue, but without receiving knowledge descending from the Lord himself, we will be baffled and bewildered. Vidura was anxious to know from Uddhava that confidential knowledge known as Paramam Stitim, in which the Lord is known by his transcendental pastimes. Although Vidura was older than Uddhava, he was anxious to become a servant of Uddhava in the transcendental relationship. This formula of transcendental disciplic succession is taught by Lord Chaitanya also. Lord Chaitanya advises that one receive transcendental knowledge from anyone, whether a brahmana or a shudra, a householder or sannyasi, provided that person is factually conversant with the science of Krishna. A person who knows the science of Krishna is factually a bona fide spiritual master. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kene noi. Jai Krishna tattva veta shay guru hai. The requirement is that one know the science of Krishna. And one has to learn that science, tadvidhi pranipatena paripashnena sevaya, by approaching a person in knowledge of Krishna. All right, are there some questions, some comments, some something? Yes.
Thank you for nice presentation, Maharaj. I had some reflection that yesterday at the University of Riverside, an older man, maybe like my age, 70 or 69, he looked at the table of books and he said, "This is just words, words, words. Everybody talks. Just words and words." I say, "Okay, so what are you expecting to see?" So he wanted to see more or less like a model of living in which he feel inspired. So in reading this, I thought, yes, definitely we have the higher knowledge.
Higher
knowledge, the biggest welfare activity for everyone. And we've seen that for the last 55 years, we've been distributing books and preaching. Many people pass through our temples, and many of them, you know, they get the knowledge. The preachers were preaching to the preachers. Sometimes they stay for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. But eventually they go out and work outside. And it's not that they want to, but they actually get caught up with the ugra karma, and the knowledge looks to be covered. So my question is, do you see any future in which we can actually show the people the example of how we live? We can say come to the temple, but it's only just a few people here. But they actually want to see more, meaning like the style of life that actually I would like to take for them.
The man saw the book table and he said, "Oh, this is just words." Okay, what do you want to see? I want to see a model of how to live. So what is that model? Or do we foresee a time when we'll show that model? Excuse me? A model of how to live. Yeah. That's okay. And someone can come to the temple, but there's only a few people here, and most devotees go out and work, and so on. So what about that? Okay, two things. First of all, that we should set an ideal example of life in any circumstance. When a community is strong, there'll be strong brahmacharis setting the example of serving the spiritual master by preaching, by distributing books, by serving the deity, and so on. There'll be a lot of, especially, preaching activity or active devotional service, everyone engaged in some way, by their capabilities. Artists may be painting for Krishna, gardeners may be gardening for Krishna, but everyone's busy doing something for Krishna. The householders may be engaged in various ways. For householders to earn a living is not bad, and that's an example that can be shown. You work, you earn a living, but you chant Hare Krishna, you follow these principles, you study this science, and you make progress. But then one has to do that, not that just officially I have a sacred thread, but my main business is working and I never do anything. You know, I chant two rounds a day maybe, and I follow one or two regulative principles. Ideal. If we want to show the model, then we should show it. Those who are householders should be ideal householders. Those who are brahmacharis should be ideal brahmacharis. At some stage, the older people should retire from family life and become ideal vanaprasthas. And some may become sannyasis and wander around the world. So in our cities also, we can show that example, that our community should be so vibrant in Krishna consciousness that people are keen to participate, keen to join in those activities. They may live with us or they may live at home, but they're eager to take part in the transcendental atmosphere and activities. That's one side. The other side is that, as you mentioned, the occupations in the cities and so on tend to be nasty or useless, uninspiring, or oppressive and otherwise distasteful. It's a grind, as they say. And that's not very conducive for spiritual life. Therefore, we have our Prabhupada's answer was farm communities. I was just in New Taliban not long ago. They have wonderful land there. They have all sorts of opportunities. Just it needs devotees who all prefer to be packed up somewhere else in cities, working hard to make a living. But these... the weather is good, the land is fertile, the opportunities are there. It just needs vision, which we don't always have. But with that vision, had we taken more seriously Srila Prabhupada's instructions in this regard, we would now be at the forefront of showing people how to live in a natural, peaceful environment. So better late than never, we can still do that. Something else.
Can I extend a little bit, one more point? What about if they say, what about schools for children? Like, do you?
What about schools for children? That's the big point. In New Taliban also, that's the big point. Householders have children. Children need schools. Therefore, everyone goes to Alachua and you get, 7,432 devotees because there's a school there. So Prabhupada wanted suitable schools for children. To be blunt about it, he didn't really want a Hare Krishna version of a Karmi school where they learn all the usual mundane stuff, but they spend 10 minutes a day chanting mantras. He wanted serious training. Brahmacharya Gurukule Vasan Danta Guru Arhitam. He wanted them to be trained, the boys to be trained as first class brahmacharis. That's what he wanted. He wasn't interested in seeing that they were trained to become shudras so that they'd be highly employable. Even I was hearing from one devotee in London yesterday, he said that his son wasn't very happy with the school he's going to, which is a devotee school, in fact, because they're all talking to him, about his future. He's a teenager. What do you want to do? How do you want to be employed? That's their, the question that's facing him. What do you want to do? How do you want to be employed? And you said, I'm not interested. I don't want to be employed. I'd be an employer, but they're not talking to me about that. They're just talking to me about being employed. So that's the modern education. What kind of shudra would you like to be? Would you like to be a mechanic? Would you like to be an engineer? Would you like to write code? Would you like to do this? Would you like to do that? What kind of shudra would you like to be? And no one is training young boys how to be Krishna conscious, how to be brahmacharis, how to be first class men, only fourth class men. So Prabhupada wanted us to have schools where the children would be trained to become first class. There's no money in it. There's no future in it. No, but that's the real need. The world doesn't need more shudras. There's plenty of people driving taxi cabs, writing code, and doing whatever else needs to be done. But who is there that's spreading the most necessary knowledge for the benefit of human society? That's what Prabhupada wanted to train people to do from the very beginning of life or whenever they can catch up. To understand this, not that otherwise the whole world is wasting the opportunity of the human life, or worse than wasting, doing mischief with the opportunity, really messing up big time. So they, for lack of knowledge, they're advancing backwards in nasty activities for lack of knowledge. And so what are we going to do about it? Are we going to distribute transcendental knowledge, or are we going to do something else? And if we do something else, who will distribute transcendental knowledge? So for that, schools are needed. And that means there's all sorts of occupations that some devotees can distribute books, some devotees can teach in the schools. There's lots of engagement. It just needs to be organized and pushed. Is that all right?
That's very good, thank you.
Anything else?
Maharaj, I don't want to abuse this with one more thing in the step further. What about for those devotees, grihasthas, who have children who might not fit into the, I don't want to be, and want to work?
Master spasio. What about grihasthas who
grihasthas, have children? They have many children, and then they're seeing that they would like to, devotees would like to see that their children are employed within the society. Are we
They'd
creating?
Like to see their children employed within the society.
After all, everybody wants money too.
Because everyone what?
Money. That's why people go to work. They want to make some money. So
they would like to see the Hare Krishna movement be an employer so that everyone can have money and so on. They would.
External aspect of that a devotee has to look forward to or think about, but also the inner aspect. It's what you feel, what you think, how much you remember Krishna, how much Krishna means to you in a particular situation. In other words, how to bring Krishna into those ordinary activities. The ordinary activities are just activities. But if we don't bring Krishna in, then it's just not only ordinary, but worthless. But if we bring Krishna into it, it becomes worthful. And so I think that's what we mean. We should keep our mind. And I think that's what Prabhupada said. Always think. Krishna says, always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. Offer your obeisances to me. Thus completely absorbed in me, you will come to me. So that's the goal. Not just what I get a good job that I can make $10,000 a day or whatever it is. Those are meaningless because those things come and go. But the things that remain are what we build in loving service to Krishna. That's all.
Good point. We want to train people how to be conscious of Krishna, not how to get good jobs, good money, big houses, and so on. The other side of it, and very, very crucial, this is what we have to teach people. The other side of it is that we want to do something other than just become employees. There's so much work to do for the service of Krishna. And there's something to be said for putting that as our priority. Krishna says, yoga kshema vahamyam, you serve me, I'll take care of you. No. I have to make money. You serve me, I'll take care of you. That's a job also. And Prabhupada called it the most responsible job. The most responsible job will be high paying. Not necessarily in cash, but you'll get the greatest compensation. A judge hardly does any work at all. He sits on the bench all day and writes a few papers. But he's doing the most responsible work and he's well compensated. So the Brahmins are poor by nature. They don't have a lot of money. What are they going to do about that? They're going to live cheap. They're going to do without unnecessary necessities. And they're going to do the most important work of spreading Krishna consciousness. And Krishna says, I'll be the financier. I'll pay. Prabhupada said an ordinary person pays to be glorified and hires a publicity agency. But Krishna will also provide. Choose a country. There are plenty of countries where, you know, just Africa. There's Egypt, for example, a great place. There's most of North Africa, all of North Africa, where we're not active. You could fit all of America, Canada, Mexico, Europe, most of these places, just into Africa. The place is so big. There's 1 billion people there. And we have whole countries where there's no one spreading Krishna consciousness. Pick one. No, that's too far. That's too scary. Choose a state. America's not covered yet. You can have your own state. You be the man. You be the pioneer. Go there. Most of the states that aren't taken, you know, they don't appeal to me for this reason or that. Choose a city. There's so many important cities in the United States of America where we're not doing anything. Choose a city. I don't want to go to a new city. All right, take a city where we already have something. How many temples could we have in New York City? 30, 60, 160? These cities are not actually cities. They're conglomerations of neighborhoods. We should have temples in every neighborhood. If not temples, you don't need a temple. Okay, have programs every day, every 2 days, whatever your schedule is. Do something strong in every neighborhood. There's lots of scope. You don't want to start a temple. There's so many other things that need to be done in Krishna consciousness. There's so many responsibilities. You look at the most responsible positions in ISKCON, and it's like the octogenarian review. You know, you can see all the old men still pushing on, holding on to the the duties, responsible duties for spreading Krishna consciousness in so many ways. But young people can do that. Young people can do that and relieve some of the old man of the burden. And bring in new ideas, new energy, new life. And those who don't want to do those things, okay, they can find a job. And if they're smart, they'll say, well, what do I want to find a job in a big city for? Let me live on the country and do something actually productive. I mentioned that, live cheap. The cities are outrageously expensive. So what's an apartment around here? $1,500, $2,000, something like that. Around that, you have to make $2,000 a month, let's say, just to have a little cubicle in which to live. And then your car to get to work, and your petrol, and your insurance, and your this, and your that, and your this, and your that. I don't know what you're looking at in fixed expenses, just for the basics, $4,000, $5,000 a month. It's like awful. Why do that when you could? And for that, you get to live in the smog, in the traffic, in the concrete. Get out of here. Not here specifically. Get out of the cities and go. The rich men live in the country. They don't, the CEOs of Microsoft and Apple and so on, I highly doubt that they're living in congestion and smog. They have their estates someplace outside with trees and flowers and fruits and all of that kind of stuff. You can have that. As a Brahmin, as a poor man, you can live like the richest Americans. Just go. And work hard. There's some work there. But not nearly as hard as trying to break even in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit. Live a simple, natural way of life. Produce your own food, instead of having to pay premium to get organic whatever, and raw whole milk from cows meant to be slaughtered. Have your own cows. Grow your own food. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Yes, Bhrigupati Prabhu.
About 40 years ago or so, Prabhupada, right in this room, said, print as many books in as many languages as possible and distribute, and this Krishna consciousness movement will automatically spread. So we're distributing a lot of books here in Los Angeles area, colleges and other places. And is it wrong to be thinking that that's really all we have to do, just distribute a lot of books and people will eventually start coming to the temples? Or am I missing something? Have I misunderstood something?
Is it wrong? Prabhupada here in Los Angeles 40 years ago said, just distribute, print as many books in as many languages, and the Krishna consciousness movement will automatically spread. So is it wrong to think that if we just distribute books, everything will happen automatically? It's not wrong, but that word automatically deserves to be interrogated and unpacked. Does automatically mean that we distribute books and sort of wait for everything to happen? Or does automatically mean that as things unfold, we have efforts, we have strategies, we have methods, we have campaigns. My observation is that we have sort of a time bomb metaphor of book distribution as our dominant metaphor. You sort of lob the books into someone's house and just wait. And sooner or later, bam, the explosion will take place and they'll become devotees. And that happens. We have so many accounts of people who, they got a book this way or that way, their father or grandfather got a book, and 5 years later, 2 years later, 20 years later, the explosion takes place. And that's wonderful. But do we want to do more than that? Do we want to sit and wait for the explosion to take place? Or would we like to help the explosion along? Are there things that we can do to find out who's got those books? To pester those people, as it were, or remind them, or better yet, give them the opportunity to follow up. I was interested. I read it. It made sense to me. And then I drove to work and went on with my life. But if we have a plan by which you get the book and then you hear from us again and again and again and again, and we give you opportunities to become Krishna conscious. You got the book. Those were the words. Now here comes the activities. That we're having a talk, we're having a feast, we're having a festival, we're having a seminar, we're having a retreat, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing this, we're doing that. We have this publication and this publication and this publication. You only got one book or five or 20. We have 50 more where that came from. We want to fill up your house with books, so that you have no place to sleep and you have to come to the temples. So automatically, but automatically with, what would you say? We should automatically play a role in making those automatic things happen. So Bhavati Gyana Bala Kriyacha, Krishna's energies automatically work. He doesn't have to tell them what to do. So we should be automatically doing things to distribute more books, to see that one book becomes 20, becomes 50, and to see that that book distribution provides people a path toward practical activity in the service of Krishna. Those are some of my thoughts. The book distribution is fundamental. The book distribution is our most important thing. Without book distribution, we're nowhere. We're not, what are we doing? But then the book distribution, what you build on. Not that we distributed books, our business is finished. You distribute those books, and then did you like it? What did you think of it? Would you like to do something about it? Follow up. Cultivation of that interest. That's part of, you can say, distributing books. Distributing books, you have distribute books with, what would you say, leashes or hooks or something attached to it, so that when you get a book, there's more happening. It's part of a process. Just like we want people to come to the temple. It's not that, they came to the temple. Good. And you just count how many. 50 people came to the temple. What happened next? Do we know who you are? Do we have your address? Do we have your phone number? Did we call? Those who you remember from New York, there was the Sunday feast was very well attended. Why was it well attended? Well, partly it was well attended because the feast was great and the kirtan was fantastic. It was also well attended because every Sunday morning somebody would be calling every name on our list and saying, "Are you coming?" It didn't happen automatically. It happened automatically with effort. Someone's engagement would be more than one someone to call up the people and say, "Hare Krishna, are you coming?" And a lot of those people, it would be, "No, I wasn't going to come." Because my level of interest or my level of my level of interest isn't strong enough, and my level of inertia, that is, a body at rest tends to stay at rest, is high. So no, I was going to sit here and waste my time today. But since you called, and since I promised you that I would come, I will come and become a devotee and distribute books and everything else. Well, again, it's automatically, but with the Giriraj Maharaj, Prabhupada, how will this movement go on? By our sincerity, yes, and by its intelligence and organization. So the intelligence and organization should be part of what we automatically apply to our activities for spreading Krishna consciousness and for living Krishna consciousness. Sincerity, organization, intelligence, all applied for Vrityartha, for the welfare of others. Is that okay? Yes, last question, I think.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for the nice class. Regarding follow-up of the devotees, recently I was in Atlanta. Mm. So there's a nice group of brahmacharis there. You know, their only focus is distributing Prabhupada's books and cultivating those people who are coming for the Sunday feast program. Most of the people coming from Sunday feast program, they are from the book distribution. They have set up a very nice system to invite them to come for the Sunday feast program. They are sending like at least 10,000 invitations every week to just invite them to come. And out of those 10,000 people, 10,000 invitations, approximately 80 to 100 people will come for the Sunday feast program. And to my surprise, you know, the devotees there, they were telling me that some of them, they are coming even after a year or so. Because although they didn't come, one or two invitations, they didn't come, but the devotee kept sending invitation to them. Mm-hmm. And after 1 year, they suddenly decide, let me come and check. These guys are really very serious, you know. Let me come and check. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they become attracted, you know.
Absolutely.
So following up is very important. Mm-hmm. We should definitely set up some systems like what the devotees in Atlanta, you know, is doing now, you know.
Yeah, they have a wonderful program there, very simple. It's not complicated. It's not touching the nose by going around the back of your head. They're chanting Hare Krishna, they're distributing books, and they're asking people to come.
Exactly.
And what's happening? People are chanting Hare Krishna, reading the books, and coming. Simple.
Exactly, yeah.
And wonderfully successful. They're distributing so many books. They're in getting so many people are coming. I was there, interested people, you know, not just like anyway, interested and full of questions and nice people, all sorts of people.
And they are attracting only the local Americans.
Excuse me?
They are attracting only the local Americans.
Yeah, local.
Yeah.
Local people.
Yeah.
Local people are coming. Yeah. They're going to the park. They meet people. And the people that they meet in the park come to the program. It doesn't get less complicated than that. Can this be replicated? Could you do this in, name a city? Could this be done in any city in North America? Yes, it could be. Could we be training our men to do this? Yes. And the brahmacharis are happy. They all learn how to cook nicely. They all read the books that they're distributing. They all have simple, nice kirtan. They learn, you know, everything. Happy brahmacharya life. Happy brahmacharya life. So we can engage people in this simple model. Go anywhere, chant Hare Krishna, distribute books, invite people to come, speak to them something about Krishna, and give them the greatest food in the world. Easy. So, a wonderful example that they're setting, and we can be inspired. And we'll stop here. Thank you all. Excuse me?
Oh, no.
Well, I said that was the last question, but that's from a man. You're a woman, and I didn't ask anyone from that side. Special privilege.
No, you were giving such a nice class. We were listening at home. And to your point, Srila Prabhupada, Arjuna doesn't want to fight in the battle. And then Krishna says, well, the soul, they are already dead.
Yeah, they're all dead.
You just have to participate, do your duty, and take credit for it, more or less.
They're all dead. You just shoot the arrows. That's what Krishna said. So it's all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's already said, Sarvatra Prachara Hoy Bemor Na. It's already going to spread everywhere. And Prabhupada said, you just do it. Very nice. While I'm thinking of it, and since, anyway, we're almost at 9, a shameless advertisement, I'm writing a book about kirtan standards. Anyone who's interested in that topic, I have started posting chapters, or excerpts, really, not whole chapters, on my website, jswami.info, if you would like to read what's there and perhaps offer feedback, then feel free to log in there, not log in, just to browse there, to go there, and we'd be grateful for your reading it and perhaps offering input. That way the book becomes better before it comes out by having the benefit of your thoughts. And now we will stop. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.